The report looked at mental health issues that include behavior disorders, mood and anxiety disorders, and autism spectrum disorders. It found attention deficit hyperactivity disorder is the most prevalent current diagnosis. According to data in the report, nearly 7% of all U.S. children between the ages of 3 and 17 have ADHD. The report also found that boys are more likely to have mental health disorders than girls, but adolescent girls are more likely to report being depressed. Tom Frieden is director of the CDC.
So we know that all races, all genders, all ethnicities, all ages are affected by mental health problems.
Frieden says much more is needed to recognize, understand, and treat mental health issues. And he says prevention is key, especially in early childhood.
We're increasingly recognizing that in those first few years, so much of the pattern is set, and it's so hard to undo damage. Not impossible. Recovery is always possible, but it's so precious that we protect children.
And former First Lady Rosalynn Carter says data contained in the report are important because they help further legitimize mental health disorders as public health issues.
I have never thought that mental illnesses and physical illness, I don't like to separate them. I think mental illnesses ought to be considered just as physical illnesses in everything, in all the health work.
Mrs. Carter says there's more work to do nationally and in Georgia when it comes to mental health. She says a 2010 mental health settlement between the state and the U.S. Justice Department only focuses on adults, and the state's mental health system for children and adolescents is fragmented.
We're going to have to focus on collaborating across systems.
In Georgia, a CDC spokesperson says ADHD is also the most prevalent disorder among children and adolescents. Michelle Wirth, WABE News.